Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, the most reckless motherfucker in Hollywood, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, aka the Curve Queen.
Your boy Giovanni. Hola.
What a week. So those of you watching visually, just know that we do have more clothes. We're just going to shoot a couple shows today because we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Get off our back.
And so, listen, before we get started, if you are listening to this on YouTube, Facebook, Pornhub, wherever you are getting this show, please subscribe to the podcast. We said that we will add more shows a week once we get to 100,000 subscribers. Now, the dilemma is people on my team are saying that we're not going to ever be able to tell how many subscribers we have, but we don't believe that. So once we get to 100,000 subs on iTunes, we will give you more shows.
Yes, we will.
So tell your friends, whore us out. Put us, spread us everywhere. Out.
Yeah. I love whenever somebody hits me up, like a friend of mine that doesn't know what I do, you know, whatever, and they're like, oh my God, I watched the shows. Like, I binge watched. I watched like 10 in a day. I'm like,
that's a long ass episode.
I said, Jesus Christ.
That's a whole season.
They're like, I've told like 5 people about it, you know?
Most people that watch the show, they always comment that they've been binge watching. Does that mean you're literally just sitting there watching interview after interview?
Watching
after interview?
It playing automatically next episode.
Damn. Yeah.
And these shits be long.
Yeah.
It's like on some Stranger Thing episode long.
I mean, like, damn. I mean, well, let me not complain. Thank you for all of you binge watching the show.
Yeah.
We got a lot of fans around the world, too. And I think we need to find a way to incorporate the fans into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe reading their comments.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we read the craziest thing we read online about us?
I really want to do that. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Melissa hates the comments.
Kind of like mean tweets type
thing? Like mean tweets.
Like when celebrities read mean tweets.
Mean tweets.
Yeah.
That's on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
They do that, yeah. But we could do the comments. We could do the comments. Or we could have like a fan come and sit. No, we can't do that.
Listen, okay. Like I like myself. So no, it's I don't co-sign this shit.
Okay,
no,
listen.
Fuck that. You guys can do that shit.
I'll do it.
Let's just do mean tweets. Not every show, but like once. Let's do mean tweets. It's fun.
I have very fragile self-esteem.
I read one of mine right now. I don't give a fuck.
Listen, good for you.
This is one thing I know for sure, Melissa Ford. I thought about this last night.
What?
You are Melissa Ford.
Yeah.
Like, don't let nobody take that from you.
I know.
Laugh at yourself. You got to stop being so hard on yourself.
No, I mean, I do, you know, I do laugh at myself sometimes. You know, I don't take myself as seriously as I used to.
Yeah, most of the barracudas that don't like you, they got their own problems.
Barracuda.
And they always tell me, you know, the thing I love about the Geo Army, let me just tell you guys how we developed this as a strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa Ford is already famous. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was on a show and I was getting some recognizability. Geo is our brother who's up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got my.
You got IMDb credits now.
Mm-hmm.
You
31 working. Of them to be exact.
But
speaking of Unsolved, Unsolved is a myth of how we got here. People really think that we don't like you.
Mm. Man, sometimes I feel like you don't.
Don't lie.
Eat a dick.
Don't
bitch.
Lie.
Eat a dick.
Shut up.
Shout out to the Geo Army, man. I love y'all, man. And I didn't make that up.
On our last show, we talked about you and your recent girlfriend. Have you ever thought of just being gay for a year?
So, Melissa.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
want to revert back to one episode. I wasn't here and they had a picture of me, a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually said, so now I kind of got flattered when you was like, oh, he can get it right there. I was like, yes.
Were those the words that I used?
You said he looking like a snack, a son. I was like, damn, man.
Doesn't sound like terminology I use.
So let me just say that. When
you
me,
said it.
I used to have a girlfriend. Her name was Nikki Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
She was a fucking cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I used to love this girl. I was in love with this girl. But I remember how mean she was to me. She was a mean girl. She used to treat me like shit. Wasn't really, she didn't appreciate all this dick I was giving her, right? So you know what
this
I did?
Sounds so
this
weird
drink
coming out of your mouth.
No, listen,
this
whatever.
Sounds so weird.
Listen, so does the words vaginal rejuvenation.
Which we'll
talk about
later.
That in a minute.
Yeah.
So listen, after I was giving all the dick, buying her gifts, all this, like, I was in love, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She used to treat me like shit. Then a nigga came along.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see it coming.
Uh-huh.
Pause. And now look at me. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, this might be the time that God's saying, just put a little dick in your life, and it might
first
even
off,
pick you up.
God ain't never said nothing like that.
You don't know what God said. You
God
ain't,
to, never said nothing like that.
You ain't talking to my God. Because I'm going to tell you, every time somebody slide my DM, God be like, nigga, gonna slide back.
No, I'm good.
Me and God have a brotherly love. He's like a brother.
No, it's good. It's good.
Have you ever had like a bi-curious moment Never. In your life? Never?
Never.
No.
I remember the first time this dude, when I was younger, he kind of like, you know
wait,
how you
wait,
try
wait,
to.
Wait, I'm not prepared for a molestation story.
No. So, listen.
If you're going to talk about nigga tinkering your asshole, God. Like, let's go on and move on to something serious.
What I'm saying was, I was out. I remember younger because this is when I realized I had very bad anger. This dude was getting by and he kind of brushed up against my ass. And
damn, that's hot. That's hot.
That shit, let me tell you something. That shit pissed me off so fucking much. Mm. Like, as a man, don't walk by me and hit me on my hips like, my bad, bro. Don't do that shit to me. I hate when niggas do that.
Mm. Maybe he thought you was a hippie.
Man, I beat the fuck out his ass.
Really?
Yes.
That's gay bashing.
Oh, God.
But anyway,
hey, weird with Jason.
Can I just tell you, I was in Miami. I talked about this on our last show for Art Basel. I was at IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this right now to anybody watching. If you can track down the little young, light-skinned football player-looking guy from IHOP, he left his phone to charge behind me. It was a really small, narrow walkway. And so when he went to go get his phone, his body was so amazing.
Mm.
And his ass was just a little too big, I think, for that space. So I remember him turning around to get his phone, and he kind of brushed up against me, and I had a real pedophilic.
Why? How old was he?
He was probably 20, 21.
Okay.
Pedophilic. Experience.
Yeah, I shouldn't make a joke about that.
Hmm.
Fuck it. So, but he was there with his mother, and so I was thinking, damn. So I was literally playing like, how am I going to get this person's Instagram? Because I can't get the number because that takes too long.
Mm.
What's your Snapchat? What's your Instagram? Whatever. I couldn't get it because he was with his mom. Mm-hmm. His mom definitely recognized me and it would have been really awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Jason.
Anyhow, let's just jump right into some shit.
Okay. Oh,
no gay pun intended.
Well, alrighty. Well, there's been a lot happening in the news. I don't even know where to start, but let's start with Keaton Jones because...
Who?
The little boy who's...
No, you didn't get it. Keaton Jones. Who? Never mind.
Go ahead.
Is you that like it. A Mike Jones
you got it.
Kind
yes.
of?
Go ahead.
Anywho, okay, so Keaton Jones, if you've been living under a rock, he's the little boy whose mother decided to put him on video while he was crying after having gotten bullied. And as a result, the video went viral. A whole bunch of celebrities decided to post the video. And then, you know, it was Rage Against the Machine was literally like, young man, I'll be your friend. I'll put you on stage. Plies, same way. Like Rihanna.
Celebrities were changing their profile picture and putting his face as their profile picture.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Exactly. So all this happens. Meanwhile, I'm watching this. And yeah, you know, it touched me. But I was like, maybe it's the skeptic in me or whatever. I was like, there's a something.
Really?
Yes, there's something fishy about this whole thing, and it came from, and it was the mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, I put this on my page, you know, talking about, you know, something about the mom's voice that had a very, you know, Confederate flag waving, Trump loving kind of sound to it. And somebody, you know, tried to insinuate I was a racist. I was like, go fuck yourself. I'm not a racist. I'm half black, half white. How can I be racist?
And black people are the most racist people in the world.
Okay. Well, look, I'm equal opportunity racist, if that's the fucking case. You know, so... and if he was saying that I was, you know, talking about Southern people, I was like, I love the Southern accent, you know, in all its forms. No, there was something about the way she was coaching him and seeming like she was interviewing him. Mm-hmm. And there was so much bass behind her voice where it was like she was forcing the issue. You know what I mean?
How did that make you feel?
It just didn't sound right to me.
QBCS.
Didn't take more than 24 motherfucking hours to find out that she was a Trump-loving, Confederate flag-waving fucking hick.
Damn.
That's just the truth. Set up a GoFundMe page. And people actually donated almost $60,000 to this. I ask you, why the fuck did you give money to this kid? Yeah. What was going to solve the problem?
You, let me tell you.
You can't donate to
bullying. This is the power of influencer marketing.
Mm-hmm.
When people start posting shit and posting and posting and celebrities are posting, everybody wants to be a part of what's cool.
Yeah.
I do not on Hollywood Unlocked or even on my personal accounts, and I don't care who you are. I just had somebody from the dance community lose a limb.
Mm.
Don't say no names.
I'm not.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't put that GoFundMe page on my thing because you know what? I don't do that. I don't support GoFundMe pages at all. I just don't.
Right.
And I would never ask nobody to give me a GoFundMe page. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But when I saw it, I saw the story and I said, okay, from a bullying perspective, this is fucked up. So we shared it on Hollywood Unlocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was, we got caught up in the whole feeling. And that's all we did. We didn't do anymore. Mm-hmm. But as I started paying attention to what was happening, and then that boxer or that MMA artist, Joe Schilling, I think his name is, put her on blast by revealing that the DMs where she was basically saying, you know, I need
us
money.
Whites need
I ain't
to
got
stick
no money.
Together.
And us white people need to stick together against them.
Yeah.
They put her on blast. I was walking on the beach in South Beach. I sat down. And did a video where I said, I'm calling on everybody to tag GoFundMe and to terminate this page. So all my followers, I was really proud of them. About 150,000, 200,000 views and like thousands of comments of adding GoFundMe. They froze her account.
Right.
Well, then she went on Good Morning America and did an interview where she was defending the basically the Confederate flag, saying that she did it because she thought it was funny.
And ironic. And no, that's a fucking lie. Furthermore, the plot thickens because it's being there's information that's come out that the reason that Keaton was so-called bullied was because he went to school and called some black kids, you know, the N-word. So
not to mention his daddy sitting in prison. And he's a white supremacist.
Yeah. Yep. So if you go to school and you call some black kids niggas and then they beat the fuck out of you, I'm sorry. That's not being bullied. That's getting your ass handed to you because you motherfucking deserve it. I really hate the fake altruism of, you know, of feeling like I've got to, of I don't know, just like bashing somebody because they decided to think past the end of their fucking nose, you know. So people were like, "The kid was still bullied, Melissa. Yeah. I'm unfollowing you." Well, go with God,
and
motherfucker.
It was still easy
okay?
to even
go
believe. It was even believable at first before it came out because he looked like he would be the one getting bullied.
People just seem to be really impervious to like the truth of the matter, and the truth of the matter is that she's a money grubbing fucking bitch. Number one, she used her kid. So, yeah,
please
sure.
say how you really feel.
I feel sorry for the kid. But if he went to school and called a whole bunch of black kids, you know, the N-word, I'm sorry. I don't really feel sorry for who. You know, I'll tell you who I do feel sorry for. I feel sorry for Ashanti Davis, the 10-year-old who committed suicide because her tormentors videotaped themselves beating up on her. And they placed it on social media and she ended up hanging herself and died 2 weeks later. Nobody's setting up a GoFundMe for a page for her funeral.
And that is what I said in my video. But let me go back a couple things. One, I don't know that he said the racist comments. Maybe he did. I don't know. I haven't seen those reports, but maybe say that was the case. You know, if he did say the fuck niggers or whatever, or the racist stuff, yeah, he should got that ass whooped. I'm with all that. But I feel bad because this is a whole fucked up situation all the way around. Here you have a kid who's being used by his mother to do this video for alternative purposes other than raising awareness, right? Gets a lot of recognition from it.
And money.
And then what happens? It turns negative. It goes south real fast, like a fucking 777 falling from the sky. Now the whole country and the whole world is bullying them again because now we're attacking him and his family.
Yeah.
So there's that. The second part. Most of the people donating to this kid were people of color.
Yeah.
Which is almost like the insult on top of the injury, because the people that you hate so much fueled the campaign to provide
help
something
you.
For you.
Yeah, provide support.
But this goes back to black folks. Black folks got to stop following what's trendy.
Yeah.
Chicago is
trendy.
Let me finish. Okay. Chicago is trendy. Mm-hmm. Kids are getting killed every day in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Kids are getting killed everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the stop and frisk law in New York where they want to reimplement being able to just stop niggas walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Nobody's raising hell about that. Black Lives Matter has just gone away until another shooting happens versus us really being invested in a solution-based approach to it. And it's not just throwing money at a problem. You know, I found it interesting. There was a black woman that was just recently in the news who was attacked by a police dog.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Police dog was there to go find somebody else. She was dumping her trash. The dog attacked her. So now she's suing. But didn't nobody set up a GoFundMe page for that?
And that was a good, clear video, too.
So I hit TMZ and I said, and I sent them the two videos that I made. And I hit TMZ and I said, listen, you know, you guys do your part in reporting the facts as they come out. But I'm going to do my part in making sure that you know we're watching it. And we're going to keep watching you. A lot of people praise us as one of the only platforms that actually spoke out against the GoFundMe page. Because I stopped right down the track. You know, we try not to be too political or too, you know, ingrained in personal stuff like saying no to a GoFundMe campaign. But I just felt convicted, like, y'all not doing this for your own people. On top of this, this is a woman who's fueling a campaign that's back, like, under the surface of it all, there's hate there.
Yeah.
Now I'm not supporting that shit. So I'm glad they shut that down.
Yeah.
Me too. So and what happens now with all the money? Goes back to the people
who
donated?
Well, I think that there's a way that people can, like...
GoFundMe will send that money back.
Yeah, GoFundMe will... Exactly. And I think that that's what needs to happen. She was trying to get come up for Christmas presents.
Yeah, and shout out to Chris Brown. Chris posted on his account the picture of the kid and the Confederate flag. He said, I almost want to say some really negative shit, but I'm not. I'm glad that everything is being... reverse. Basically, he wanted to attack them for, you know, saying what they were saying about black people, whatever, and the Confederate flag and all that. And he felt a certain way, but he actually just said, I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm glad this happened.
Because he originally posted the video, too, with a very heartwarming message.
You know what irritates me about people saying, you know, but the kid was still bullied after everything has come to light, including the allegations that the reason why he was bullied was so-called bullied was because he went to school and called black kids out their names and called them the N-word, but he was still bullied, blah, blah, blah. That's like Trump supporters saying, yeah, but Hillary, yeah, but Bernie. Look, okay, they are irrelevant non-factors at this point. We're dealing with the fucking Cheeto right now, and he's taking us towards World War motherfucking III. Right. It's like, I hate when people throw a fucking red herring into a situation to try to distract you from what the truth of the matter is.
That's what this whole world is about, distracting you. What do you think is... There's slavery happening right now in Libya.
Yeah.
But there's black people hung upside down by ropes and being sold for $400 each in Libya right now.
Yes.
But we're so distracted.
But we're worried about Keaton Jones.
No, we're worried about Trump's tweets.
Yeah.
We're distracted when there's a whole bunch of shit happening around the world.
Yeah.
I think the greatest part to come out of all this is a couple things. One, nigga, stop being stupid and getting emotional and pulling out your credit cards, especially this close to Christmas. I'm just telling you, because right now we are selling holiday products on Hollywood Unlocked. Mm-hmm. If you want to GoFundMe, go fund my merchandise. Shop.thehollywoodunlocked.com.
Okay, well, yes, you guys should pick up buy the t-shirts, because they're so cute.
They are.
I'm going to wear one in the next show.
So let me ask you, have you ever been bullied? Have either of you been bullied?
Yeah, I got
bullied. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wait,
Melissa fucking Ford. Of course I've been bullied. Gio, my whole time in this career, I get bullied.
Gio, when have you been bullied?
I used to get bullied in elementary school by this guy named Jimmy Robinson. He used to always force me to try to do his work and you know, the technical, like, you know, do my homework or do my classwork or I'm going to beat your ass.
Really?
I put up with that shit for like a semester or two. And then I just said, you know what?
Whenever you say a guy tried to force you, I my mind is just so fucked up.
It got to a point where I got tired of that shit. And but I used to fight back in different ways. I used to fight back with Bible quotes because I was...
No, God.
Because I'm a PK. And I was like, man, you're going to end up dead or in prison. Long story short, that nigga ended up in prison.
I don't remember reading that in the Bible.
No, I'm just saying, like, I will always be foreseeing stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, I was bullied in the fifth grade by this chick named Rachel O'Magan. I'll never forget her name. She was horrible. She was just a bully, and I was, like, one of her many, you know, like, just targets. But she had a special place in her cold, dead heart for me. And she used to just torment me. And I hated that bitch, and I don't wish anything, you know.
What is she now?
I don't fucking know, and I don't care.
What about you, Jason?
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. I was a foster kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime I would go to school, I was the foster kid. Mm-hmm. And back when I was, you know, in fifth grade, you know, they were like, the group home kid. That's the group home kid.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget that there was this guy in the seventh grade. I used to live in a city called Oakdale, California.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never been there. There were probably three black kids went to my school. I was one of them. This girl named Darlisha that I used to date. And she was a big old linebacker looking bitch, too. I just dated her because she was a black girl, but I never fucked her. Thank God. Ugh. There was another black girl named Jolene. But I remember there was this kid named Raul, big ass Mexican kid, who used to always fucking bully me. And I used to say to myself, I'm gonna let this motherfucker do it one more time, and I'm gonna wear Raul ass out. I will never forget, I was in the bathroom taking a piss, and he walked up behind me and slapped me in the back of my head. Dick out and everything. Turn around, beat the shit out of him in the bathroom. I was banging his head on the ground, punching him. Got up, spit on him. And after that, you know what I said? I ain't never let nobody else bully me. The next, I got suspended. Next week, come back to school. I'm in the cafeteria getting my food. So they had students serving kids. So I walk up with my tray. I'm like, okay, you know, can I get whatever I'm getting? And he's going to say to me, shut up, nigger.
Oh, yeah, you told us this
I
one.
Left. Mm-hmm. I ran around the thing, whooped his ass.
With the tray.
Got kicked out of school. But that's when I said, if you're bullied, you got to stick up for yourself.
You got to.
I'm not one to say, I'm not one to say, you know, well, yeah, I just saw somebody in Miami sitting on the side of the road. He didn't have no legs and his arms were really small. I mean, it looked like maybe he was born that way with like really premature limbs. Mm-hmm. They were like this big. He can't fight for himself, right?
No.
But somebody told me he had a big dick.
What the fuck, Jason?
It was random. I don't know.
Very.
But my point is that if you can't fight for yourself, because violence is never the... No, it's... Listen, I mean, if you can't fight for yourself, you should find a way to definitely defend yourself.
I have another story about bullying. It was the time where I actually was responsible for bullying somebody. And I was in the fifth grade.
Hazel E?
Fuck no. No. She bullied me. That's an example of somebody bullying me.
Right.
And I didn't do anything about it. I decided to take the high road to the point where I had fucking nosebleeds and just refused to acknowledge anything that she did. And now she's getting her just due. So anyways, grade five, it was this girl named Gabby. Her name was Gabrielle, but everyone called her Gabby. And she just was different, you know? And, I feel like in order for me to not be the target, I had to join in with the group of girls that was picking on her. And our teacher found out, and we all got chastised for it. And I saw the look on Gabby's face, and I never wanted to be responsible for making somebody feel that way ever, ever, ever again. So that was the first and last time that I had ever had an experience where I was the tormentor, I was the bully, and I mean, I don't even know her last name, but Gabby, if somehow, some way you're listening, I am sorry.
I used to kind of bully on this guy named Lloyd. Just fast forward him to like middle, junior high. I used to bully on this dude named Lloyd Carter all the time, just for no reason. Long story short, now he's like a championship UFC fighter.
Oh, he should come kick your ass.
No, we cool as fuck now.
Lloyd, you should come here and kick Gio's ass.
It was crazy because I used to prey on this little dude with some homies, and now he's knocking dudes out.
Yeah, you probably provided that kind of the inspiration.
Yeah, that's why some of these cops is the way they are too.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, and I'm not going to get too heavy, but when my brother died, you know, before when my brother was alive, he used to fight all my battles. It was never a problem because in the city, everybody knew this is Rodney's brother. Like, yo, I have to get shot. But when he died, I remember saying to myself, even though I had all my other brothers and stuff, and even though my family's crazy, whatever, I got to really learn how to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
And so I really went from like being a really nice and passive. I was passive for a while. So now I'm not, I don't, now
I
would
have never thought that. I can't imagine you passive at all.
Oh, I was passive.
I can't imagine.
Not even passive aggressive. I was just, but the way I am now is because I know where I can go, that I don't like confrontation when I know it's going to get really serious. Uh-huh, because I know, like, if I was on the, for example, if I was on the show and somebody beat me up on television.
Oh, you're going to be hot.
No.
He'd probably
literally would have to pray to God to not have somebody or myself do something to them really bad. Mm-hmm. That's why I know I can't put myself in a situation where I know that combat is going to get real. Because I don't know how to turn off a TV. These people that fight on TV and then call each other at 7-Eleven, meet at 7-Eleven for Slurpees, I can't do that shit.
Do they really meet for Slurpees?
Remember Zell was here and he said that.
I was here for Zell.
No, sorry. I interviewed Ray and Ray said he ran to Zell at 7-Eleven. He was like, hey, this was like right after they had just gotten a fight.
Okay, right. Okay, that's the 7-Eleven thing. All right.
Okay,
well,
so anyway.
Moving right along. So congratulations to Doug Jones, who just won the... Ooh. Shut up. Listen, okay? I'm going to punch you. Shout out to Doug Jones and congratulations to him for winning the Senate seat in Alabama. Thank you, black women, for winning that.
If you don't stop talking to that camera.
No, because I got to say this to them. For every single black woman or person of color that came out to the polls and voted for Doug Jones and secured that victory, thank you, okay?
For those that don't know what we're talking about, because there are some people that don't know about politics like Gio.
You damn skip.
You don't know anything about this, Gio? So Doug Jones was in the fight for the Senate seat that was vacated, ironically, by Jeff fucking Sessions.
Oh,
okay, so it was it was him and Roy Moore, the pedophile.
Fuck
sorry,
you, Roy
alleged
Moore.
pedophile.
Well, let's even back up a little bit. So Alabama, this seat, has been covered by a Republican for the last 25 years.
Got yes. you.
The person, very, very
the person
red state.
Who vacated it last is the current the person that leads the Department of Justice.
Yes, Jeff Sessions. Democrat.
Who was appointed by the President of the United States.
Yes.
Donald Cheadle.
Yes. Who's also
Martin Luther King's wife, Coretta Scott King, wrote a letter saying, please do not put this person in a position of power, basically because he's racist.
Yes.
Talking about Jeff Sessions.
Before yes. she passed.
And then this came from so this person was running against Doug Jones, and Donald Trump threw his weight, no pun intended, behind
Roy Moore. Yeah.
Amidst a bunch of allegations of being a pedophile, sleeping with kids. Or yeah. trying to, yeah.
And just the sexual harassment, sexual assault against, and you know.
So it was that the guy that got called a little 18-year-old boy in this hotel?
No, this is a 14-year-old girl. But the good part about it is the stats that are coming out now is showing, as she was talking about, that mm-hmm. the black vote actually mattered.
Yes.
Black women, black men, 92-93%
yeah.
voted against him.
Yeah.
And he lost.
Yeah. And here's it's even more ironic.
So
the fact that Doug Jones has now just taken the Senate seat that was vacated by Jeff Sessions, who has a history of, you know, just being a racist. And the fact that Donald Trump was saying that, you know, Doug Jones is, you know, light on crime. This is the motherfucker who prosecuted two of the Klansmen responsible for the Alabama church bombing that killed four little girls. No, that's my type of crime fighter.
Well, shout out to my girl, Auntie Maxine, who
yes.
don't ever let me down, because she came out swinging on Trump, saying, you real quiet over there sipping on that Coke.
Those Diet Cokes, you fat bastard.
Side note, I got a call from Maxine Waters' office that she's coming on the show.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
That's going to be a show where I want to make sure.
My politic
I want to make sure all of our. No, you should represent the demographic that has no clue.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Because part of what this show should do, and what I loved about, you know, the Keaton, we were talking about Keaton Jones earlier, the comments on Hollywood Unlocked, is everybody was saying, thank you, Jason, for using your platform responsibly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, have me think about, you know, how we can use it more responsibly. So when Maxine comes, I've told all my staff, they all have to be here, everybody.
Yes, and everybody's got to be suited and booted. We can't come in here looking like schleps.
We're all going to be wearing Reclaiming My Country sweaters, because we're putting those out on Hollywood Unlocked, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're going to get 50% of the proceeds to Maxine's cost. But anyway,
yeah.
I thought it was really good. It was really promising to see our country stand behind what was right.
Yeah.
And the fact that Alabama, which everybody, because that was a state for Trump.
Yeah.
For them to, even in the midst of Trump's support, say no, is promising.
But but they didn't, okay? And you know who's the most shameful, what the most shameful part about this is? White women came out in droves in support of Roy Moore. This is a man who, we give birth to the youngsters that literally he has a predilection for. Are you kidding me? Like, you fucking gender traitors. Like, something's really, really wrong if you can stand behind a candidate because he represents your party. Look, the GOP is completely fucked right now. Their ideals, they've been so mischaracterized by what's happening now. Trump, his sexual assault claims, sexual harassment claims, and everybody else, all the other, you know, Republican senators that are, like, you know, falling by the wayside with their own, you know, accusations being leveled against them. What does the GOP even stand for? What does it mean to be a Republican?
Good old pussy. Grab him. Grab a pussy. So I don't know what it stands for.
Grab old pussy.
But let me say, the thing I love about what's happening right now is now you have all these Democratic senators who mm-hmm. are demanding an investigation now mm-hmm. into Trump, because mm-hmm. three women have come forward and say that Trump is sexually harassing them, right?
Yeah.
So this is just a weird place. So let me ask a question. So we have Brayden standing behind you, one of our photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Brayden's kind of cute.
Yes.
Can you just swing the camera around so people can see Brayden? Brayden, step up. Step out real quick. Come on, we don't have that much time. Step your ass out. Okay, so Brayden's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Now I have a question. Yeah, that's that shit. That's how they get pussy, playing that bullshit. Puppy dog shit. So if I say to Brayden, if I say something to Brayden, who's one of our photographers, that, you know, you kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sexual harassment?
Some people will see as it so.
Because this is making me reevaluate my whole business model.
So there has been, you know, somebody said something, you know, like, oh, well, we can't even flirt with women anymore. You know, men seem to be really tone deaf to this kind
of
situation.
But I'm asking the question, does it?
Flirting is when there's a reciprocal energy going on between two people.
So if Brayden says, I'm straight, leave me alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
as you keep doing it.
And I say, you just don't know what's good for you.
Oh, that's sexual assault.
That is harassment.
Damn.
Yes, it is harassment.
Thank you.
Well, I might as well just kill myself. Because I know I'm getting allegations. As soon as this show gets picked up on TV, we all going to be at a press conference. Y'all going to have to support
all
me.
All you have to know is it reciprocal? Is it consensual?
Can I give you another example?
Yes, you can.
So let me tell you a real life story.
No, okay, even, hold on. Even if you say, if I say, Melissa, I like that shirt. Mm-hmm. Some people will see that as sexual harassment.
No, no, but if you say your tits are tight in that shirt.
Yeah, exactly. You see, your tits look great in that shirt.
Your tits look great in that shirt.
That's sexual harassment. I'm filing a fucking claim with Hollywood Unlocked. God damn it. Where's human resources in this bitch?
Yeah, we're still trying to hire somebody. Okay, so let me say this. So this is a real life situation that happened.
Uh-huh.
Somebody slid in my DM wanting promotion on Hollywood Unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
He was cute. I typically never respond. Never.
You said, suck my dick.
And No. I typically never respond. Right. I usually just send it over to Alyssa.
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker was cute. Uh-huh. So I slid back and was like, okay. Somehow I started a personal connection with this person mm-hmm. for my personal page.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back and forth, and I hook him up with Alyssa for advertising. Mm-hmm. But now he talking about other shit, life shit, this mm-hmm. shit, girl mm-hmm. shit. This. So we spark up what I believe.
Bonding.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in his mm-hmm. mind, but in my mind, nigga, we friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him something. So anyway, long story short, this has been over like 6 months. We've been like talking.
Mm-hmm.
So he said something like, yo, man, I need to get this advertising done. I said, hit Alyssa. I don't deal with advertising. That's mm-hmm. not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, but don't try to knock me over the head. I jokingly said, pay me in porn.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that sexual assault?
Well, you guys have been talking for 6 months, and I'm pretty sure that the conversations have been salacious. Am I right?
I mean, every conversation is inappropriate.
Exactly. So then he already knows what's happening here.
But then his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
No. She's what? A fan of mine. She saw the messages because he went to her and said, I'm going to blackmail him, and I'm going to expose him on TMZ. She's a fan of mine, so she DM'd me to warn me. She said, I just left this fuckboy. Don't respond to him because he's trying to expose you. And I'm like, what is he exposing?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. What she's is he exposing? You expose yourself all the time. Well, like, I mean, you know.
She's like, I know
figuratively,
you're.
She's
like, I know you're unbothered because I said, oh, I'm going to talk about this shit. Right. I don't care.
Yeah. You want to say his name?
No.
Okay.
I'm not giving him no shine. He's not all that.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I just wanted to know if I was going to lose my company and go to jail for sexual assault.
No, because that was a reciprocal relationship,
because,
you know?
Because look at the names of people who are in trouble.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the names?
Yeah, no. I mean, the one that had me at like,
me
whoa, was
Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
He resigned from all his companies.
He did. Because he doesn't want the focus of, you know, what he's going through to negatively impact his money.
So he can't be put back on.
He's just taking everybody a back seat. Yeah. He's just
look,
taking a back
seat. A setback ain't nothing but a setup for a comeback.
Yeah, right. Okay. Not right now. This whole hashtag MeToo thing is it's got some wangs on it right now.
But how do you feel about everybody being tried in the court of public opinion, though? I mean, at some point, they could just say anybody's sexual.
Well, here's the thing. In the reality of the situation is that there's, for the most part, it can only be tried in the court of public opinion because there is, what is that called? Like when the statute of limitations is run out on...
There's no statute of limitations on rape or sexual assault.
No, there is.
No.
Yes, there is.
You sure?
Yes.
We may have to Google. Let's Google that fact in a minute. You Google while I go through the list. So
okay. We
said Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons stepped down from all of his businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Al Franken from the Democrats has stepped down mm-hmm. from Congress. Brian Singer, the director of X-Men.
Brian Singer's fighting those accusations, but he has been accused of misconduct with a teenage boy.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali.
Okay, Babbo is one of my favorite restaurants in New York.
Wait,
I'm still going to go. I'm sorry.
So he's slinging all types of linguine, and now he's out. ASAP Bari, one of the co-founders of ASAP Mob, is being sued for sexual assault.
And they have ousted him. The whole ASAP Mob is like, they're not standing in support of him whatsoever.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Ryan Lizza, the New Yorker writer.
Yeah.
He's been fired for improper sexual conduct. He was responsible for the White House communication director, Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci.
Yeah, the Mooch called him up, and that was where he got that interview where he basically said, I'm not trying to suck my own cock like Steve Bannon.
Well, I'm going to reveal something on the show.
I want to be the Mooch's friend.
I'm going to reveal something personal.
Okay.
Donald Trump touched me. I'm demanding an investigation. So hashtag me too. For everybody watching the show, please tweet me and Donald Trump right now. Stop touching me.
But you want to know, it's so crazy and so hypocritical and just so apropos to, you know, just the state of, you know, shit that we live in, is him calling for the resignation of you know, John Conyers and Al Franken. You have a press conference just happened with your accusers who will not back down. Like, you're caught on tape saying a famous man could do whatever we want to do, grab him by the pussy, whatever. And I just can't. And then he insinuated that Senator Kristen Gillibrand would do anything for campaign contributions. He actually tweeted this shit out.
You know, the craziest part is I don't know what it takes. You could be a server at In-N-Out and fired for being late. This motherfucker can grab him by the pussy and do all this crazy shit.
Grab old pussy.
He can ban immigrants, but be married to one in the White House. I don't know. I'm confused. So let me ask you, do you guys think that sexual assault will stop in Hollywood?
But Gio, fuck no.
So Gio, have you ever had, has Tyler Perry or anybody ever said?
No, but I have had a very big, very, very big person in the movie world try.
Who?
I'm not going to put that out. I'm not going
to
say that.
He ain't trying to be a part of the hashtag. Do we know who they are? Movement.
You, I think y'all would.
So just say it and then we'll post a photo of you and put me too on Hollywood Unlocked.
No.
Terry
no.
Crews had the courage to come out, and now he's suing his perpetrator.
Yeah. Not penetrator, perpetrator.
Perpetrator.
The guy, grabbed his balls. So apparently you can grab him by the pussy and grab him by the balls.
Can I just tell you my disdain for balls?
What?
This is what I understand. I've never heard anybody say, I'm going to grab you by the balls. I'm going to grab your balls. You grab the dick.
I don't really know the...
Right? I'm going to grab your balls.
Balls are
How
really...
do you go home and tell your family, like, you know what happened today? This nigga grabbed my balls.
Yo.
Where do you get the balls from? Because you got to
How
really...
How do you get the balls to even grab another man's balls, especially Terry Crews?
And if your balls are so big that they can actually just grab the balls.
I hate big balls.
I don't like balls at all.
I hate big balls.
Let me tell you some other balls I don't like. Lozell ball... Lonzel ball, LeVar ball, Mello ball, Dello ball, Jello ball, all the fucking balls that play basketball. I'm sick of the whole fucking family. You know why? I was on a plane yesterday, and I get reports of what's happening because I always got that good Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. Is it Lonzo?
Yeah.
Lonzo ball.
If you're listening to the show, you need to figure out how to fucking secure a bag for the Lakers and get your acne together. Because between his ugly ass and his daddy, I can't even handle the disrespect that he's putting on some of our rap icons.
Like Nas.
First, he shitted on Jay-Z and said he was overrated. Basically, his album was overrated compared to, I think it was Lil Yachty, the boat boy.
Wow.
No, he did not say that.
Yes, he did. Google it. Then he's been shitting on Nas. So yesterday he walks into practice with a face of himself on the cover.
Illmatic.
Yeah.
Of the Illmatic picture on his shirt. And people are like, oh, he's just a kid. No.
No, he's a fucking arrogant asshole.
How can you, your brother is.
Well, I don't know him, but I would say that somebody would do something like that is an arrogant asshole.
Your brother is a fucking thief. Your daddy is a attention-seeking hijacker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your other little brother, he ain't even hit puberty yet. He got his own challenges coming. And your ugly ass can't even get a proactive solution commercial. I'm just disgusted at the young people that don't respect the contributions of some of our hip-hop legends.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, he lost a fan. I wasn't a fan because I don't watch basketball anyway. Yeah. But he really lost a potential fan.
Mm. Yeah, well, get it together.
So anyway,
I concur.
Back to the balls.
Yeah.
Do you think sexual assault will be an ongoing problem in Hollywood? I say yes.
Of course.
I think that it's going to be a little bit more difficult because women have been given such... Women have been emboldened by... the Me Too movement. And you know what's irritating is, you know, people saying, well, why did they wait so long, blah, blah, blah. You have no idea what it's like when you are a victim of somebody's, you know, somebody who wants you. You did nothing to try to, you know, you did nothing to, you know, turn them on or whatever the case is. They've decided that they want you and they're going to, you know, impose their will and use their power to do so. When you're like a 19-year-old girl or a 20-year-old girl and you're standing in front of, let's just use a Russell Simmons or a Harvey Weinstein, you feel powerless. You feel voiceless. Who's going to listen to you? Who's going to believe you? And the worst people who perpetrate the crime against the victim are women who choose to slut shame and say, you know, well, what did you do in order to provoke that kind of response from him, et cetera, et cetera. It's really, you know, people are like, why are they coming out now? Because it's a sense of camaraderie. It's a sense mm-hmm. it's a sense of being able made to feel like it's a safe atmosphere in order to do so now.
And to all women out there, you have a right to be safe in every work environment that you work in. If you feel like you're being sexually harassed, join the Me Too movement or tell your local HR department.
If you have one.
If you got one. So what else is going on?
If you have one. Okay, so Chris Bosch evicted his mom after a drug raid on a
That's
house.
That's hilarious.
On a house that they built together. Yeah, so apparently they have like a tumultuous relationship. They haven't been in contact for like 5 years or something like that. So there was a drug raid at the house where baggies of cocaine with cocaine residue, weed paraphernalia, burn joints, and were found from the house.
Mama was over there turning up.
Yeah, she denies all the accusations, but
on the surface, you shouldn't evict your mama.
Yeah,
but I'll keep it 1,000. Mm-hmm. If I was a household name and a $1 million brand, mm-hmm. and I worked hard for that, and you want to be smoking crack and shooting up heroin and all that, and the house is under my name that I bought for you, I'm sorry, you got to go.
Well, her name's Frida. And so Frida said, you're eating Fritos, that's what I was thinking. Frida said she wasn't there. She rented out the house. And so it was the tenants that had been, you know, kind of carrying on with the illegal activities. So,
I can kind of believe her.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. Chris, call your mom.
Yeah, call your mom, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, and apparently Chris Bosch is about to embark on a rap career.
Mm. Not that Tyrannosaurus Raptor looking nigga.
Who was he in the studio with? He was in the studio with some producer. I can't remember right now, but he actually said he, you know, he had some fire.
Okay, well, listen, nobody wants to hear. You know who else? Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard wants to, I have to wait for you to stop laughing so I can keep talking.
Okay,
Damian Lillard also wants to be an artist.
Yes.
Ron Artest was an artist.
Mm-hmm. Kobe, Allen Iverson, Shaq.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people
mm-hmm.
that want to be artists.
Yeah.
But Shaq has some hits.
I mean, look at Keisha Cole's Boobie. He didn't want to be an artist, loving hip hop. Okay, well, shout out to all of them. Good luck. Hopefully, see you at the Grammys. So, yeah. Who else?
Well, what's the craziest? There's a question. What's the craziest thing you've ever had to do to pay the bills?
I'm about to find out today.
The craziest thing.
I'm like 2 weeks late.
We're gonna see you on the stroll, Gio.
The craziest thing that I've
got
ever
some heels you can wear.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I'm gonna find out today. I'm literally like 2 weeks late on my rent.
I haven't done anything crazy for money. I'm usually the trick.
That's funny.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
I don't know. I ain't doing no gay shit.
What about you? Well, that rent might not be paid then. Melissa, what about you?
I've never had to do anything crazy to pay the bills, you know? Never.
Always made a, found a way.
I've always found a way.
But you have sometimes where you're like,
Here's the thing is like, I always have a reserve set up for my rent and my bills. Like, I'll go hungry before my rent and my bills are not paid. Mm-hmm. It's just the way my priorities are set up, you know?
Somebody said, I'm gonna just give you a little dick just for the bills. You wouldn't do it?
What?
I pay all the bills. Just let me give you some dick. I guess that's enough.
That happens at least once a week.
Damn. I believe it. Shout out to Lil Uzi. This Remy Ma and Azalea Banks stuff is crazy. Have you visited?
Yeah. So for everybody who, you know, living under a rock, because this was everywhere, Remy Ma and Azalea Banks have been going back and forth on Twitter, Instagram, and every social media outlet. Remy Ma said on Ebro in the Morning, when I came home, it was nothing. It was tumbleweeds blowing through as far as female artists are concerned. And then Azalea Banks decided to pipe up and say, Remy, the hottest things you've released since you've been out of jail are Nicki love letters, and she's still miles more important than you. Let me rephrase, Remy. You absolutely must step your shit up. The music you've been releasing is some serious old head rap shit, and it's 100% unfair that you have been it's 100% unfair that you have that you stand up on your reality TV booster seat and make statements about female rap as if you have done a single thing to move the culture needle. Since you've been home, it's not 2000. Yeah. So Remy decided to post some receipts of text messages between the two of them, Azalea and Remy. Seemed like a totally different story was going on in those text messages.
Well, the thing that killed me, because them going back and forth was hilarious. Of course, we posted on Hollywood Unlocked, but when Wendy Williams talked about it and said that, because there was a text about vaginal rejuvenation. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, yeah.
Do, at 26 years old and no kids, do you need to get your vaginal walls reconstructed?
So, I didn't have some young vagina that felt old as shit.
Okay,
with some
now
miles
hold on
it.
One second here. So apparently Azalea Banks, in the middle of the in the text messages, had sent Remy a picture of her pussy.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not. Yeah, she I missed
did.
That part.
Yeah, you did. There was a picture.
She sent her pussy to her?
She sent her a picture of her pussy and then started talking about how she needs to get it rejuvenated. So vaginal rejuvenation is not digging into the walls and closing shit up. It's actually tightening up the labia, the inner and the outer lips, because it starts to look like meat curtains after a beating.
Is it because she got... Okay, so... So basically, Wendy Williams was insinuating that she was selling pussy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really. You know, Wendy came up with the correlation on her own, but yeah, so I mean, at the age of 26, you're fucking your twat shouldn't look like a taco.
So for the sake of time and for the sake of pissing
everybody.
Anybody off,
yeah,
we're going to say that our favorite person of that beef who won is the first person to come on the show. So Remy and Iggy, is it Iggy? No.
Azalea.
Oh. Azalea
I always
Banks.
Mix Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks up.
Yeah.
Well, you watch her document, like her interview, she talks about that.
Can you get the words out? Because I don't know what you just
what
said.
What did you say?
You watch Azalea Banks interview. I forget which outlet she talks about that with Iggy Azalea.
Can you please just draw a map of what the fuck you said? Because the words you were trying to get out didn't come out. Azalea Banks and Remy Ma, you both are invited to the show. Until then, we are out. Peace.
Bye.
Iggy Azalea Iggy.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.